A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 18. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in an account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am too ashamed to beg. I have decided what I will do, that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors, one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said to him, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'How much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God." The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Sig Kunz, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bossier City, Louisiana.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, flanked by his disciples, was talking with a group of people comprised of ordinary citizens, individuals branded as sinners, and religious officials. The conversation centered on God's presence in their lives and their response to God's interest in them. As Christ continued talking, his focus changed from the gathered people before him to his disciples, and he tells them a parable about a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager." And the manager said to himself, "What shall I do? Since my master is taking the management away from me, I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people will receive me into their houses." So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, "How much do you owe my master?" He said, 100 measures of oil." He said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, "And how much do you owe?" He said, 100 measures of wheat." He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you in the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. At first glance, this seems to be a parable about a business manager whose primary interest was the matter of lining his own pockets at the expense of his employer. But what is so striking and so puzzling about this parable is that our Lord seems to be in agreement with the rich man of this story, who, instead of punishing his manager for embezzlement, actually praises him for stealing more in order to secure a comfortable future for himself. So, what's going on here? What Jesus is saying is that we, as God's holy people, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, can learn something from the ungodly and their obsession with treasures of this world that are doomed to fail in the quest for heaven, because God has pronounced them incapable of doing so. There is only one way to heaven, and that one way is Jesus Christ. However, the material things that the Lord has given us can serve a holy purpose, and that is why he is urging us to be wise and discerning and prudent in employing the mundane things of this world in the interest of nurturing God's people on their journey to heaven. A Christian faith community in East Texas put this principle into practice when it decided to host a number of students from China, an avowed communist country. Individual families from the congregation welcomed the students into their homes, escorted them to various places of interest and functions in the city, as well as into the worship life of the families and the congregation. And a day before the students left for their homeland, one of the young ladies came up to the pastor of the congregation and said, with tears brimming in her eyes, "Last night I prayed to the God." And a few days after their departure, the pastor received an email from that same young lady expressing her thanks again and ending her note with, "I know I will see you again, if not in this life, then in a life to come." May our Savior grace us all to manage the possessions he entrusted into our care with heaven in mind.
We thank Pastor Sig Kunz for this meditation on God's Word.